At the end of October 2025, we received further confirmation that South Africa's 2024-25 summer grain and oilseeds production season was just excellent. So this is a season that started in around October 2024 and harvested, of course, this year in a period between May all the way through to August this year. So that's why we call it the 2024-25 production season. By summer grains and oilseeds, to folks that don't follow this monologue or podcast for long, I am including here maize, soybeans, sunflower seed, groundnuts, sorghum, and dry beans. Those are the major summer grains and oilseeds in South Africa. The season had started reasonably on good footing. Of course, it was late by a month and a half because the rains were late. But when the farmers finally started, we received excellent rains. It was only just at the end of it because where the rain was just too much and it lasted for too long. Ordinarily in South Africa, you want your summer grain and the oilseed season to start from around October and receive good rains through to possibly beginning of March. From March onwards, you want the rains to ease up so that the crop can mature and all of that, and then go to the harvesting period. But this time around, we were in a rainy period through to April, to an extent that we were worried about the quality of the crop. And indeed, there were quality issues in some white maize crop, whereby we had some of the portion of maize being second grade. And in fact, a significant portion this year compared to some of the previous years. That doesn't necessarily affect the supply of maize that is available in South Africa, but it does negatively impact the profitability of the farmers, because the first grade maize and the second grade and what we call WM3, which is a white maize on the much more lower grade, those are priced reasonably lower compared to the first grade. So that's something that was weighing on a farmer's mind. But all things considered, a really good season. So what happened at the end of October? The Crop Estimate Committee, which is the body of researchers, crop forecasters from both government, private sector, and some of the research institutions that sit and observe how our crop production forecasts evolve over time. They release monthly estimates, roughly 10 of them. And in these, of course, the views get adjusted as they get more data from the farmers, use satellite imagery to get a sense of how things are progressing. And if you think about their historical record, they've pretty much been accurate, which is why we rely on them so much in South Africa. And of course, their data does have implications on the market and the prices and all of those things. What they said at the end of October was that we actually have a total summer grains and oilseeds harvest of around 20 million tons. This was a 1% adjustment from the previous season. But if you take all of this and you think about it over the long term, it's well above the long-term averages, but it's also up 30% from the previous season. But of course, you do need to be careful when you are thinking about the year-on-year percentage comparison, because the previous season we were hit by the drought. And that meant then that we had a lower crop harvest. So the base effect do add to this 30%. But generally, the point I made that this is a crop that is also well above the long-term averages. The area that the farmers had planted was up slightly. Of course, then there's expansion in terms of the area. But I think the most that contributed in this was the fact that we had excellent rains. We were in what we call the La Nina season in 2024-25 production year. We had received excellent rains across the country above normal. And that was not something that is unique to South Africa. In fact, if you talk to people in Zambia, Zimbabwe, and across the Southern Africa region, they too received excellent rains, which is why Zambia is now back to being a net exporter of maize. They'd had a tough season last year to an extent that they lost about half of their crop. This is a point I've emphasized a lot in the past. And Zimbabwe had lost about 60% of their crop. And of course, Zimbabwe is not at a net exporter this time around. And I know that in the past few months, they had signaled that, hey, we have enough maize. They even went further to put an import ban temporarily. And then they realized that, oh, we actually do not have enough maize, and the millers and many people were complaining because of the shortages of the maize supplies there, and they reversed that policy. And that's something that I appreciated, because I thought it was a policy mistake for Zimbabwe to suddenly block the imports. And the rationale that they were putting at that time was that, hey, we've supported our domestic farmers, and we would like them to actually be able to be the ones that are selling to the millers in the country. But the trouble with that is that their harvest, in the data that we are looking at, is around 1.3 million tons. And of course, it's a significant improvement from what they had harvested the last season, because in the last season, they had harvested around 630,000 tons or so, somewhere around that. But this was still not meeting their annual needs, because Zimbabwe needs about 2 million tons in order for them to be self-sufficient. So them blocking their imports was not really helping a lot. And also, I think for long-term sustainability and recovery of the Zimbabwean agricultural sector, you do need a bit of flexibility and a government that is a bit off hands on the agricultural stuff, not always intervening and blocking things and all of that, because that tends to have more negative consequences. But the point is that the entire Southern Africa region has had an exceptionally excellent agricultural season. And South Africa, of course, benefited also from those rains. But if you now leave Zimbabwe and you take a closer look at South Africa and say, okay, in this 20 million tons that is produced, which is up 1% from September, but up 30% from last year, what's in there? Yes, maize, but how much maize? The maize crop is about 16.3 million tons, up 27% from last year. Again, this is well above the long-term average, but it also means then that South Africa has so much maize to put into the world market and, of course, our own domestic consumption. We consume in South Africa about 12 million tons of maize. So we have enough now to put out in the market and remain a net exporter of maize for quite some time. And I think the benefits of this, anyone who looks at the South African agricultural markets, you probably are seeing that the prices are easing, which signals then to this availability of maize in the world market. And in fact, if you look at the prices, we're probably down now by roughly 30% year on year. So it's very good when you consider it from the food inflation perspective, that we have a lot of grain that is out there in South Africa. And of course, this is of the great benefit for the region as well, because countries like Zimbabwe that still needs to import, I made the point that their harvest is about 1.3 million tons, and they need for annual consumption about 2 million tons, which means then that now Zimbabwe doesn't need to look further. They can look to South Africa for supplies, and of course they can look to Zambia, depending on the prices they get in Zambia and the prices they get in South Africa. They'll decide where to import from. But the point is that there's so much grain that is out there in the market. In terms of oil seeds, I mean, we have a soybean crop of about 2.8 million tons. This is up nearly 50% from a year ago. And this means also that South Africa will have enough for us, but also will remain a net exporter of soybeans. We come a long way on soybeans because we use an around 2010. I mean, I remember that time I was still at Grain SA. We were importing about nearly a million tons of soybean oil cake in 2014, 2013. In those days. And then we managed, of course, to increase the domestic soybean production, stimulated by investments that went out on the soybean crushing plants, and there was a positive response. And we use a lot of the soybean oil cake for animal feed, particularly in the poultry industry. So it's a really nice development that has happened in South Africa to now a point where we are sitting with a surplus in a soybean side. Sunflower seeds, we are up by 12% from a year ago, just over 700,000 tons. Groundnuts, we are up 18% from a year ago with a harvest of around 61,000 tons. And if you think about sorghum, we are up 48% from last season with a crop of about 144,000 tons. And of course, the dry beans are just over 90,000 tons, up 79% from last year. And I know that the percentages when it comes now to sorghum, dry beans, and even on the groundnuts, they seem quite dramatic, but we must remember again, the base effect is part and parcel of the story when you are thinking about these particular crops and where we were about a year ago. So that's basically the 20 million tons on where does that come from? in our grain harvest. And that's the season of 2024-25 production season, all really boding well for food price inflation. And in fact, telling us that we will continue to see moderating food price inflation, and even going to 2026, we'll probably start on that awesome footing. But of course, it doesn't mean that everything in a food basket is coming down. Vegetables are also coming down, I know on that. But on red meat, it remains a key risk because of the foot and mouth disease that we're struggling with, as well as a panic that was there in the market earlier and the pricing by the retailers. But that's something we could discuss in a different segment about what's driving food price inflation in South Africa. But I think having considered all of those, the trend is really on a moderating side, because if you have ample harvest in fruit, ample harvest in vegetables, ample harvest in grains, and also the vegetable oil prices globally are not increasing that significantly, that provides you a nice leeway of saying, okay, this is a path that we are going. And on wheat, of course, there we're depending on a global harvest as well, because in South Africa, we only produce about half of what we consume. But if you think about the global market, there's so much wheat. To an extent then, that this adds to this view that the grain-related products in the food basket, they will continue to moderate. So that's that season. But of course, now the focus is also on the 2025-26 production season of saying, what is going on? And what's going on is that we are still in another La Nina season, which means that we will continue to get excellent rains. We are likely to do that. I was looking at our domestic weather forecasters, as well as what we hear from other people outside the continent, and they are also pointing exactly to that. To an extent that the South African farmers are also eager, although the commodity prices are down, but if you look at their planting intentions data, they aim to plant about 4.5 million hectares, up 1% from the 2024-25 seasons that we are ending, which means that now still favorable rainfall, area plantings marginally up from what we planted this year. So this then reinforces this view of moderating food price inflation going forward because of these favorable agricultural production conditions that we are seeing. And with that, folks, let me stop there. Those are all the things I wanted to put forward in this week's segment.